President Trump brought his week-long multi-state political stumping for GOP congressional candidates to an end with a stop in Kentucky last night at Eastern Kentucky University. Supporters began gathering pre-dawn on the parking lot outside Alumni Coliseum. Some 6,000 packed the basketball arena, with thousands more outside still watching the activities on a big screen. Many people came from outside Kentucky's borders. That included Andrew Bennett from Sevierville, Tennessee.
It's funny because 2 years ago I was really not very political, but I see what he's done and I've seen literally how much the media and everybody's against him that I want to support him. And he's literally done everything he said he would do.
In addition to encouraging supporters to help Republican candidates in November, Trump talked about a variety of his keystone issues. Regarding immigration, the president sees a place in industry, including Kentucky, for some people coming from other countries.
I want people to come into our country on a merit-based system. And I want them to help all of the great companies that are moving back into the United States.
President Trump spent significant time heaping praise on U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, particularly for his efforts to see U.S. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh confirmed. McConnell spoke briefly along with fellow U.S. Senator Rand Paul, but Congressman Andy Barr got most of the attention. He's locked in a tight race against challenger Amy McGrath. While the vast majority of people in and around Alumni Coliseum were there to back the president, a group of protesters positioned themselves just across the street. Richmond's Jim Adams says making one's voice heard is important along with trying to further a candidate's campaign.
There's been a lot of discussion in our little circles about why should we spend our time here instead of canvassing and postcards. And in my opinion, the first time activist or the first time someone comes up here to protest might make the difference in their life trajectory as far as being active in politics.
Trump's visit to Richmond was the first for a sitting president. His lobbying for Republican candidates comes with the midterm election just over 3 weeks away. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.